It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Well, the 20th anniversary of Get Born kicked off last year in September, and it was so very successful that the boys from Jet are going out to do some more shows because everyone loved it so much. And we are joined again by Nick Sester. Welcome to the show, Nick.
G'day, mate. Thank you. How are you doing?
Very, very well, thanks. So how did the tour go last year?
It was great. It was so much fun. You know, I don't think that any of us really, well, there was no certainty that we were ever going to even play any shows together, let alone have so much fun. And for it to be so successful was really promising, and it just sort of kept the enthusiasm up and the desire to do more, and really looking forward to this next little run. Hopefully we don't up again.
Now, listen, did you rediscover the love of not just playing together, but the love of the fans and all that kind of interaction?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the love of the project, again, I'd say, for sure. And it was great to revisit, you know, because I think we spoke about this last time, revisiting all that old material. You know, and I don't say old in a negative way, like it just... music that was written a long time ago in a specific moment and period of our lives that for us to reconnect with, as in the same way that I think we all could see that the fans were as well, like even we were reconnecting with this music that we'd sort of left sitting there for quite a while. So it was I think that sort of shared energy was also part of why the tour was so much fun and so successful.
Well, such a big album and such an album that kind of really, you know, brought Australian music back to the fore, it obviously holds a very, very special place with the people who were in that time who were listening to it. I imagine you got to play just about every song off the Get Born record.
We did, actually.
Awesome.
You know, we played the whole album from start to finish, and even that was, you know, was great because thank God we put some thought into the order of the songs back in the, you know.
Yeah, right. Back when you were doing the album order in 2004.
Yeah, exactly. It still makes sense, so it was good.
And now, so you're going to a bunch of regional areas. Did you get to do much regional touring when you first started? Because it kind of felt like you'd obviously been playing around Melbourne and Victoria, but then obviously it went kaboom. And I guess you probably didn't get to play a lot of the regional places.
We didn't, and some of the places were on this little run of we've never ever been before, which is also makes it super fun for us too. But no, we didn't, you know, and it's not that we didn't want to, but as you said, like it just sort of all happened so fast, and we kind of had to be everywhere at once. And I mean, we toured. I mean, that album we were on nonstop for years. You know,
It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And which makes it, and people go, oh, why didn't you do it? You know, how come it's taking you so long to get to the next album, etc. That you got to when it's hot, you got to get out there and go, haven't you?
Totally, man. I mean, we were acutely aware at the time that we were in a very unique situation that doesn't happen and doesn't come all that often. And we and you know, we had this huge support of a big American label who, you know, we were always in control of what we were doing, but it certainly there was a time when it had taken on so much momentum of its own that we had to be careful to not let it, you know, bowl us over.
Yeah, and look, obviously now with the hindsight and growing up, you must have felt sometimes like you're in a washing machine. Like, where are we now? What's going on from here to there?
Well, and one thing that we really missed was a washing machine also, because we could have used with some freshening up.
Stinking rockers. So you would have seen the next generation of Jet fans as well when you've been out there.
It's true, you know, and I was just thinking about this before we were all talking about it, because it's been quite surprising and very satisfying to see that there's a new generation of fans coming along. But it also reminded us that for whatever reason, even from day one, something about that specific album, Get Born, managed to tap into multi-generations, and it was always kind of a nice thing to see dads coming or parents coming with their kids, you know, together, which doesn't happen all that often either. But you're right, it's nice to see some fresh young faces in there as well, so not just playing a bunch of old farts like ourselves.
Now, has it reignited the spark to maybe do some more writing and more creating?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've all sort of kept it up to various degrees independently, but I think, I mean, we did start playing a brand new song in the set last run, which we'll be doing again this time, and I think we'll actually be releasing that in a few months as a first sort of release from Jet in, well, 15 years or however long it's been. But but we do have some material in the pipeline that we're just trying to finish at the moment. So I mean, we do want to. I think you know how bands can be.
Yeah.
When you've got momentum and there's positivity within the group, you got to run with it because you never know how long it's going to last.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we do want to do as much as we can while we've got this, while we have this momentum and this positivity between us all, which has been really unexpected but a lot of fun.
Now, are you situated in Australia or are you still living over in...
Yeah, actually just moved back to Australia a few months ago for the first time in, I think even that's been 15 years or something like that, which is... been nice to be back here with I got two kids now, so it's been really nice to just come back home. And
yeah, right.
At this moment as well, like it feels very, I don't know, there's all of these sort of positive energies that are pulling me in one direction, in the same direction, which feels like it's meant to be, you know.
It's fantastic that, you know, in this industry, you do go through your ups and downs, don't you? But when it comes around and you're kind of feeling that love again, that's why you know you do it, isn't it?
It's true, you know, and it's because I think also you're only ever going to do your best work when everyone's when the alchemy that makes your band is positive and everyone's moving in the same direction. Because if it's not, then... You know, it's
going to
stink.
mate, so Triple M are presenting along with Live Nation and Select Music. You can check out our website or you can check out Jet's website to find out all the dates. They are going everywhere. Nick, it is a pleasure to talk to you again, mate.
Yeah, you
thanks,
too, Dave.
Thanks for your time and good luck out there.
Thanks a lot, pal.
For all the latest rock news, interviews and backstage experiences, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.